Amen. Hebrews 11, please. Hebrews 11, and we'll begin at verse 24 this evening. The Bible says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So the title tonight is Greater Riches. Let's pray. Lord, I pray you'd use your word in our lives as we open it together this evening to teach and grow us, Lord, and to strengthen our faith. We thank you for the examples you've recorded for us, Lord. We pray we'll learn from them tonight. And the Holy Spirit would have open and free course in each of our hearts. We give you this service in Jesus' name. Amen. So we start with that same phrase we've seen over and over here in Hebrews 11, by faith. By faith, Moses made a choice. Now remember, when he made this choice, he already had great riches from an earthly point of view. He was the adopted son of Pharaoh. So he would have been extremely wealthy, one of the most wealthy men literally in the world at that time. And he had a lot of status and power as well as Pharaoh's adopted son. And by faith, he made a choice. Despite having all of these earthly things, riches and power and status and so forth, he chose to put God first. And, you know, life is full of choices that we make all the time. And God wants us to learn to make choices to put Him first. And sometimes those choices require some sacrifice. But we have to decide if God is worth the sacrifice. And that's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you go to Acts 20, Paul understood this great truth, as did the apostles. When they chose to follow Christ, they knew there was sacrifice involved. They knew that they were making a choice to give up their careers, sometimes to give up their friends. For what? To follow Jesus. And ultimately, they gave up their lives for Jesus. Notice Acts 20 and verse 22. This is just from the life of Paul. The Bible says, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit of Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." He had already heard the prophecy that if he went to Jerusalem, he would be bound and taken to Rome. And that's exactly what happened. But it was God's will that he go to Rome. But he went to Rome as a prisoner. And he made a choice. He said, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I understand what the prophet's telling me, that if I go, I'll be bound. But I'm going to do what God told me to do. And I'm going to go to Jerusalem. And I'm going to choose to make a sacrifice. Which is exactly what Moses chose to do by faith. He chose to stand for God's people and risk losing all of his earthly power and status and riches, which he did. And we all know the story. He then ended up in the backside of the desert with not much, just basically a shepherd or herdman for 40 years to go from one of the richest men in the world to one of the poorest. So he chose to suffer affliction. It says back in our passage, verse 25 of Hebrews 11, with the people of God. So the people of God, that's us, we are going to face some afflictions. And sometimes we need to make a choice to do right, to follow God, to sacrifice for God, even if it involves affliction. And sometimes it will. As it says there, then to suffer the pleasures of sin for a season. So God isn't mincing words. if sin wasn't pleasurable, then we wouldn't be drawn to it. Right? If sin wasn't fun or enjoyable, then we wouldn't be tempted by it. If sin was horrible and unpleasant, but it isn't. As he says, the pleasures of sin. If you would look at Psalm 37, where God talks about this, and again, Moses made a choice. He could have stayed and enjoyed the riches, but he made a choice, and we need to also make those choices to not allow sin be a priority in our lives, but to put God first. Because as it says there, pleasures of sin for a season, it's only for a season, that sin gives you the pleasures. And then, of course, comes all that comes after. Notice Psalm 37:7. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. So he says, be patient. Sometimes it seems like the evildoers get away with it, but they're not. They're not getting away with it. So God says we need to make a choice to often suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And why was Moses able to do this? If you go back to our passage, Hebrews 11, verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. Because Moses was able to see beyond the now. And that's what faith's all about. Right? Hebrews 11, 1, the evidence of things not seen. We believe there's a heaven. We believe we'll spend forever with God in heaven. We can't see it. That's faith. We believe there's a God. We can't see Him. That's faith. The evidence of things not seen. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. Honestly, as Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. What he means is if we don't live forever, and if we've sacrificed everything for God, and then we don't get heaven, we kind of wasted our time. But that's not the case. There is a forever. There is a God. There is eternity. There is heaven and God. And we are going to spend forever with Him. And so the worst that we could suffer in this life doesn't even compare with how good it'll be in heaven. And the best that the world can offer as far as sin and pleasures isn't worth it. And that's what Moses decided. Paul said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And so he made a choice to suffer affliction, to esteem the reproach of Christ, as it says in verse 26, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. We might have to give up some temporary treasures here on earth. Put God first. We just might. Probably will. And God is saying, it's worth it. And he's using Moses as an example who by faith made this decision to choose. Verse 26, he had respect and the recompense of the reward. What reward is that? Heaven. Eternity with the Lord. Colossians 3:1 says, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. So God says, live for then. Jesus said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And so he was able by faith to see the reward that was in eternity, that was beyond the grave, and he decided that was more valuable than the reward of earthly sin and riches. And God says, what a great example. And so we see in verse 24, by faith, he made a choice. Look at verse 27, by faith, he therefore forsook Egypt. Now, Egypt, always in Scripture, For a Christian is a representation of the world, or an illustration of the world. Are we willing to forsake the world by faith for God? That's what he's asking. By faith he forsook Egypt. God says, "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." In James 4:4. God asks us to also forsake the world. And what's interesting is in giving this account of Moses, God just skips right over the 40 years of running in the desert. It's not even there. He just goes straight from the decision he made to then when God sent him into Egypt to rescue the Israelites from Pharaoh. It says, verse 27, "Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." So again, by faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, he saw him, God, who is invisible. He was willing to endure for what he knew was worth it all. What's it say in that song we sing? It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. It will. Do you think we're going to care about any earthly thing that we owned when we see Jesus? We won't care a bit. It'll all just be nothing. As Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. And we're going to forget it. It's not going to be even worth thinking about, because we're with Jesus in our mansion forever. So Moses here held up as an example who by faith made a choice. When he chose to stand up for those Jews, he knew what he was risking, and he ended up losing all those earthly riches, all that earthly power, and he decided it was worth it. Worth it because of God. And he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches, knowing that there was better than Egypt's riches, better than Egypt's power, waiting for him, just like there is for us. All of us, if you go to 1 Peter 1, all of us have waiting for us an inheritance. And God describes this inheritance with some great adjectives here. Look at 1 Peter 1, verse 4. "To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, reserved in heaven." Isn't that good? It can't be corrupted. It can't be defiled. It can't fade away. And God has it reserved for us in heaven. That's our inheritance. And Moses made a decision that that inheritance was of more value than all the riches of Egypt. And it's of more value than all that we could have here on earth as well. So he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches by faith. Let's pray.